Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
That God answers prayer is seldom challenged, at least by those who believe the Bible. But the manner by which God answers prayer never falls into neat categories or boxes. I'm thinking of the story which circulated on the internet about a poor woman who was desperately in need of food. Her neighbor, an affirmed atheist, knowing of her prayers, decided it would be great sport to buy a basket of food, put it on her doorstep, then ring the doorbell and hide. This he did. But as soon as the poor woman saw the food, she began praising and thanking God for it. Not willing to harbor such competition, the man walked up and said, "You crazy woman, it was not God who sent the food. I am the one who brought the food and put it at your door. Now what do you say about that?" Somewhat nonplussed, the woman retorted, "Well, I knew God was going to provide for me, but I never thought he would make the devil pay for it." Long ago, John wrote, "This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we ask of him." In this great promise, John links confidence in asking with a knowledge of God's will. In other words, he's saying that when you ask God for something which he's already told you is his will, you can pray with confidence. Like what? More than 3,000 of God's promises, so someone counted, are found in the New Testament alone. Praying with confidence is not something reserved for the spiritual heavyweights, like hitting the long ball in golf or making the three-point shot in basketball. Praying with confidence is the prerogative of every child of God who knows what his Father wants and he asks that he might carry it out. When you pray for your daily needs, you can pray with confidence, for God has already promised to provide for them. When you pray for your son or daughter, your husband or wife, your friend or neighbor to come to Christ, you can pray with confidence, for God has already told us this is his will. When you pray that God's grace will be sufficient to touch your life at the point of your greatest need, you can pray with confidence, for God promised his grace will be sufficient. When you pray that God will give you strength to resist temptation, you can pray with confidence, for God has promised you will never face temptation so great that you cannot bear up under it. Prayer is not a matter of wishful thinking or hoping. It is asking and receiving. It's based on the relationship of a child with a father. It is because of your spiritual position in Jesus Christ that you can ask with confidence, expecting God to do what only he can accomplish. Most of the time, though, we figure out ahead of time what we want God to do. We also give him clear instruction as to how he is to solve things, letting him have our way. Whether God chooses to use the neighbor next door who puts a basket of groceries on your door or sends a basket straight from heaven delivered by an angelic being is his business, not yours. Yours is to ask with confidence. His is to provide according to his plan and purpose. Make sure you keep the two separate, your will and God's will. God will handle the answer his way, in his time, and according to his purpose. That promise, though, is still valid. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines for Living. If you'd like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our devotional, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.